Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, I do want to say this morning, our top three, we always talk about the top three on the torch. You got to go to the torch. If you haven't gone to the torch yet, it carries what we're doing to the next level. It's where we interact with you. It's where we talk about maybe we're sharing an interview that was taking place or some pictures of what was taking place or more of the articles and resources. You can find it on the torch. We call it the torch because it's just a word of knowledge that we believe the Lord gave us to be a light in the midst of dark times. You think about the old-fashioned torch that when it was dark, you just, you know, stuck some rags on the end of a stick and you lit it on fire and it was a torch. It kind of just showed you that. And he says, you know, in Psalms that God's word is a light unto our feet. It tells us where we're at and a light unto our path. It tells us where we're going. If you want to know where you're at, if you want to find yourself on the map of God's destiny for you, if you want to see where God wants you to go and what his plans are for you, it's in the word of God. You get in the word of God. And so what we see that we call it the torch. You can get to the torch, the VFN torch, at VFNTV.com. You go there and click on the VFN torch, and you will find this article after article and video after video of all the different contents that we have. Anything that we were talking about in our highlights, you can go back and listen just to segments, certain segments. You just type in the upper right-hand corner the topic or the segment or the date of what you were listening to. You can arrange them in all different order to be able to find out, what you want to listen to. But in that, you know, you can listen to them. You can listen to them. You can share them with friends. And so we always talk about the top three. Used to be the top five, but there's just so many. We're so excited. And we're, you know, thousands are coming to the VFN TV and daily radio program to us. And we're excited about being able to begin a conversation with you. Like we said, day one, you know, we just want to begin a conversation with you that we both hear from God and we're walking with him and we remember it ain't over until God says it's over. Mm-hmm. And God has a plan. We need to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Well, the top three stories on the VFN torch is the first one again. It's still there. Islam infiltrates the U.S. government. It's where Congressman Michelle Bachmann's talking about, you know, how when the Fort Hood shooting took place, and they sent a letter to FBI to investigate radical Islam, and they referenced all their sources. Everything was referenced based on the laws of our land, and that how did this happen, mm-hmm. and there should have been a security clearance for him and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And instead of actually investigating, they came back and said, they accused her of, being against Islam. And they even went further than that. The president made a new policy that says remove from all of our libraries, all of our records, you know, anything that refers to Islam, radical Islam, and don't bring Islam into our security type things, what she talks about. And you can hear this. We actually have the actual interview. You can listen to the entire segment. That's what we have there. We have the segment, just that one segment. So you wouldn't have to listen to a whole, you know, first hour, extra hour. You can listen just to that segment. So it's called VFN Radio Highlights. And but it's really important because we're counting down the moments right now, and it looks like our president's made a covenant with Islam. And he feels, quote, it's my job as the president of the United States to defend Islam from every negative stereotype, to fight against every negative stereotype of Islam, no matter where it is in the world, mm-hmm. unquote. It was the Cairo speech in Egypt when he brought in the Muslim Brotherhood is now in power. You got to pay attention. We have to wake up, church. You know, this is, we're talking, you know, VFN Radio is to the church, to the one who's gone astray, you know, encouraging you to come back, or the ones being drawn to God. This is, mm-hmm. we're not broadcasting for the purpose for people who don't want God or walk with God, that denies Jesus Christ as Lord. That's not what this is about. This is about us getting God's perspective. You know, we're Christians. We love God. We abide with him.
That's right.
We believe Jesus is Lord, and we've laid down everything for him. And we will continue to do it. And that's who we are. We're not somebody that's giving you, you know, a real good balanced truth, but at the same time, we're serving another Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, you got to know that. It's a big difference. We've got to get it all in order. We got to get, you know, if my people who are called by my name would get it in order. And so we got to find this out. Check it out. So the number one story on the VFN torch. The second one is worshiping on a pitcher mound. Ari Dickey is still there.
Still there.
It's so beautiful how sports figures are standing up for God, doing their jobs with excellence, and, you know, being recognized in the world. What's so encouraging to me is that you can do that too. You can be that person just like an Ari Dickey, you know, just like a help me out here.
Drew Brees.
You know,
Jeremy Lin.
And Jeremy Lin is so humble. I mean, the way he's just like amazingly humble but intense. Yeah. You know, he just focuses on the game. And we have an article, as a matter of fact, on the VFN Torch about him and also Drew Brees and
Tim Tebow.
The thing about, we could look at them and go, we could admire them and go, yeah, look at them. Or you could say, you know what, how come I'm not a Tim Tebow? How come I don't do my job with excellence? You know, how come I don't do what I'm doing? How come the world doesn't know that I'm here and that I love God and I acknowledge him? And that's what we're supposed to do. That's number two. Number three is buying the image of hard work. This is an article talking about how society today is going and digging out old jeans that people used to work in.
Wow.
This is how far we are away from work. Every time I think of this story, I'm just like, are you serious? But it's true. We have it. People are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Crazy.
For some man's jeans he probably never washed while he's climbing through some cave digging out some gold chips, you know, gold dust from way back when. And they're studying the creases and the rips and the tears in the jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going, this must mean that he rode a horse because he has some bent marks behind his knee.
Wow.
You know, you wouldn't believe it if it wasn't true. But this, we got to understand, that's how far Americans have come away from hard work. Not all Americans, most Americans. Mm. And that's why our hard laborers are going over to India and going to China. If you have not read the book, The World is Flat, it's already got a second edition. I don't even know what the second edition is. But you have to understand that they predicted this based on, you know, the lethargicness of the workforce in America, where Americans are not wanting to do hard work. They're not wanting to do it. So now but this is the kicker of that. And then we'll in top three, that people are paying $400 for a brand new pair of jeans that was ripped. Mm. I mean, they study. They look at the rip on the old pair of jeans that they found dug under some ditch somewhere. And then they look at the new pair of jeans and say, okay, I need to rip the knee about here.
Mm.
And then they look at the little, scruff mark that came from, you know, slopping the hogs, feeding the pigs, plowing the field, all the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, now we got to make these jeans look like that they were actually doing that kind of work. And they'd scratch it up like with a metal brush and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, you know, in the New York Fashion District. You can see this whole thing on the torch. You got to see it. This is the thing is that if we don't realize it took hard work to be able to establish this nation, and we cannot just look like our founding fathers and those who labored to bring this country to pass, we're going to have to be them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to get involved again in the processes of life. You know, we're going to have to get out there and find out how milk does not come from a truck. It comes from a cow, you know, and that, you know, our produce doesn't all come from Mexico. It actually can come from America too. That our corn, we may have to stop sticking it in gas tanks and start sticking it in people's mouths. We have people starving in the world, and we're choosing to turn our fuel source into our food source into our fuel source to drive our vehicles instead of putting it in the bellies of people. I mean, we got our priorities really mixed up. And so we're looking at this, and this is what he says. They'll worship the image. Yeah, image. Image is not a real thing. It's an image made to look like, it's something that made look like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so those jeans are an image of hard work, but they're not hard work.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? And so you got to check that out. It's the top three on there. And, fourth, by the way, is the organic church. You know, I love that. The church is an organism, not organic. But, yeah, we'll be right back in just a moment. But I wanted to be able to share the top three with you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.